This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even though the pandemic emergency ended a few months ago, many communities across the country still haven't recovered economically or socially. Chinatown neighborhoods across North America are a prime example. Early in the pandemic, as we talked about quite a bit at the time, many of these areas had a sharp uptick in anti-Asian sentiment and racist attacks. According to the group Stop AAPI Hate, more than 11,000 acts of anti-Asian discrimination have occurred in the U.S. since March of 2020. Now, community organizers from Chinatowns across North America are trying to work together to address some of these challenges. Amy Yi is a staff writer for Bloomberg City Lab, and she wrote about these efforts. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you attended this first-of-its-kind meeting in Vancouver focused on the economies of various Chinatowns across North America. So what prompted this meeting?
I think there's a recognition that there are a lot of existential challenges that Chinatowns face across North America. So it's a combination of many factors, but economic decline, gentrification, public safety, those are converging issues that many of these Chinatowns and Asian communities across the country face.
What are some of these specific economic issues that came up a lot at this conference that these communities seem to be experiencing really keenly right now?
Some of the economic challenges are, let's say, the plight of small businesses. Chinatowns are known for mom-and-pop shops and restaurants, groceries, the bakery salons, the things that make it a bustling commercial center. So many small businesses across the board are having challenges, and small businesses in Chinatowns especially so. And because of a confluence of factors from public safety to the lack of access to government support. So the small businesses face challenges that are probably more acute than even the average small businesses, which are facing major problems as well.
There was a lot of anti-Asian sentiment, even violent attacks in Chinatowns early on in the pandemic, and many of those have continued. What's been the lasting impact of that kind of hate and discrimination on these neighborhoods?
I saw that for myself when I was in Vancouver Chinatown last year. That was my first time to Vancouver, and I was pretty shocked at the vandalism that I saw, shattered storefront windows, historic murals that were defaced. You're going to hesitate to take your family or your children if there's open drug use or if people are shouting racial slurs at you, which did happen to me when I was there in May. People will tend to stay away if they don't feel safe, and it's very hard for a small business owner to keep their stores open.
It sounds like the economic recovery that some restaurants and other parts of the service industry have seen has not landed so equally on Chinatowns.
Yes, and it will vary from place to place. Every city is different, but that seems to be a common challenge. So let's say New York City Chinatown, which is a large Chinatown. During the pandemic, there was lots of data to show that the Chinatown faced a disproportionate negative impact from the pandemic, less foot traffic, and then there was also less government aid, ranging from small business loans called PPP loans to other kinds of government assistance, and fewer small businesses got those kinds of loans. So if you were already, disproportionately challenged, and then you couldn't access those loans, you'd just fall deeper into the hole. But, you know, a good guess is that many of these small businesses have not recovered.
What do these businesses and community leaders from the various Chinatowns hope to accomplish with this new kind of coordination?
The conference was just a way for different kinds of advocates to share their experiences, to share lessons that could work, things that might be working, but also to seek support, because there is no silver bullet. It takes a lot more than individual advocates. You really need government support. Vancouver Chinatown, a year ago when I was there, it just seemed like, you know, there wasn't much hope. And I thought, this is a dying community, which is just a terrible shame since it's a historic place. But less than a year later, there has been a lot of government support. There's been a lot more funding allocated to Vancouver Chinatown, and advocates there feel hopeful. So that is a pretty inspirational and profound message to others.
Amy Yee is a staff writer at Bloomberg's City Lab. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.